Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Scott Cluthie's Love Cafe. Join us for the best in relationships, family, health, well-being, spirituality, intuitive development, the future, and the past. All present in the Love Cafe. The Love Cafe call-in line, 347-308-8478. That's 347-308-8478. And now, Scott Cluthie's Love Cafe. It is live. It's a Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone, Houston, Texas, where I'm located, your host, Scott Cluthie. And once again, time for Love Cafe Radio, and a wonderful time to welcome back my dear friend and someone whose intuitive voice I trust emphatically, as you callers do, the one and only Dr. Carmen Hara. Carmen, hello.
Hi, my dear. It's so good to be with you, Scott. You're my favorite person on earth.
you know, Carmen, I was thinking, just before we went in, I said, thank God I have this show to do with you and with our listeners and with other guests, because it brings me back to my tribe and to my roots and to myself. Because in this world that we're in right now, it's easy to lose your center. It's not that I lose my hope, but the things that happen, the unnecessary complications, the miscommunications, the projections of people's beliefs onto you about who you are because of what they believe, which as someone I know very well said, a belief is just a thought, and a thought can be changed. But without the will and without the insight, without the evolutionary development of consciousness of self and the greater self and our place in this cosmos, there is no need or reason to change, because we stay in the cave and watch the shadows against the wall dancing around. That's what we do. And so it is a time of evolutionary change. I titled this show, The Portal Opens, not just because of this time of year, but because of what is going on dear Mother Earth and these inhabitants called the human race. This is not the animal race. They're the ones that get to have the things that we're doing perpetrated on them. But Mother Earth is shaking off and moving. And folks, it's not like she wasn't going to one way or another, but in our stupidity, we've not paid attention. We've disregarded the science. We've disregarded the signs. And we're going to be paying the consequences. And the loss of life and liberty and property is horrifying, and it's terrible, and we were not prepared for what was coming. So I suggest we start getting off our soapboxes about what people over there need to do and why you're wrong and why I'm right, and start pulling together to enforce and reinforce our humanity, our bulk words, you know, the bulk front, where like the front of the fort, and our way of being with each other, because these changes are I just feel like, Carmen, there's tremendous changes that are going to come. So many people are ill prepared for it. We talked about a change in the monetary system. That to me is going to be nothing compared to the other kinds of changes we're going to have to go through. And I do believe that not only this time of year, and I'm going to get off my soapbox in a minute, but this time of year, the portal, the thin, the veil, as you've talked about, and I believe it's so much thinner right now between spirit and humanity walking around on Earth. Our opportunity is to run in fear or to open and embrace our spiritual nature. But the portal also, I believe, is the opening of what's called the New Age. I believe the Aquarian Age has started, that Uranus and that eclipse and the movement of Uranus and that eclipse and Pluto and Capricorn have triggered the incoming waves at a much greater degree and a lot faster to velocity than any astrologer or anyone else really talked about. But those are my thoughts, Carmen.
Yes, so we can never go beyond our beliefs. So what you believe, you become, because the reality reflects what the mind projects. And in your mind, are your thoughts and your beliefs are implemented there from an early age. And it's very hard to break the pattern of belief. But look at what's happening in the world today, like collectively, you know, the collective, and especially America after this eclipse, can see so many tragedies. There's no day, like I want to wake up one day and watch TV and there's peace and there's nothing bad happening and everybody's is happy and we can celebrate something. There's no such things anymore. You know, there's not one day, you know, especially since the eclipse, where we don't see another tragedy, people dying on fire, on water, hurricanes, shooting, every single day. It's almost like if we're supposed to wake up to a higher consciousness, there's somebody up there trying to wake us up. And, you know, sometimes you wake up in the hard way, in a difficult way. You are pushed to wake up. You are forced to wake up. You are forced to see beyond, and you're forced to have empathy and to acknowledge it, what effect Houston will affect sooner or later Washington, and what effect Florida will affect other parts of the world. So that we are interconnected, that we are the oneness that we forgot about, and we should be reminded every single day that unity is all we have precious right now. Plus, there's another thing that to me is so interesting. All this male exposure of harassment and sexual abuse and everything, like it's unbelievable how many big names, you know, are exposing their life for what they've been doing for such a long time, for like 20, 30 years, and nobody talked about it. But it's interesting, we live 2,000 years under male dominant energy, in which the male force was the leader. Now we move to two, and two is the female energy. So that's why my assumption was always that in this era, female energy becomes more powerful. The woman regains her identity, and the woman can speak for herself. So that's exactly what's happening in the news for a while with all these powerful men, like from Roger Ailes, you know, to Harry Weinstein. So all of these people who are exposed right now. What I don't understand, why the president, who is the worst of all, is the president. You know, so this is something that I cannot. Why is he not the one, you know, to be exposed, and everybody else is, when it comes to this treatment of women, when he is the one who calls women pigs and, you know, call them names and insult them and humiliate them and abuse them sexually. So and you know what, this is, if I'm to be a psychologist, though, you cannot evaluate somebody without talking to them in person, but I met Trump personally. So I can tell you, this is a narcissistic behavior. And that's a disease, you know, a disease that comes hereditary, or is a disconnection from your thoughts and your behavior. So a guy that's a narcissist, he marries many times. His marriages will never work. He has all kinds of partners. He's a victim all the time. Everybody's attacking him, and he's a victim. He's doing nothing wrong. He's the smartest, the wisest. He's on the top of the world.
The richest. Don't forget the richest.
The richest, exactly. He has it all. There's only one him. He's the entity. He's the, you know, the ruler of the world.
The Alpha and the Omega. There he is.
Problem. Yeah. This is a serious problem for America. And it's a serious problem for the world, because America is the leader, you know, of the world. And if America doesn't do something collectively to gain what it seems to going down the tube and lose the reputation and, you know, the fame as being a leader and democracy and everything, then we're in big trouble. And the world goes in trouble. The whole world collectively, like you said, we have this global karma, the action of our leaders that impact the well-being of the population. And that's exactly what we're seeing. If this man continues, you know, to play games with the little rocket guy, you know what I mean, and call him names, that man is totally insane, you know, and you cannot play at the same level of insanity, because that will end up having a nuclear war. And probably that's what he wants, because that will allow him to be in power forever and feel sorry for all of us, and too bad we all are going to die. Who cares? He will survive, you know, on the moon, and he will continue to be himself, because he thinks he's immortal. That's the funniest thing. He thinks there's nothing wrong with him. He thinks everything is done is exactly the way it should be. So I don't know. It's like something in the head of this man is completely out of balance. You know, probably all his
I always fall back on astrology because I studied humanistic astrology, the astrology of Dan Rudyard, and I feel that it's very, very analytically accurate. And he is the prototype of the negative, of the double negative of a Gemini. He is a Gemini. The moon is in Gemini right now. And he is the double talker of two minds, maybe more. I wonder what the voices are in his head when he's by himself. And anyone who gets up at 3 in the morning makes you wonder if he ever actually went to sleep. And I do wonder what medications he is on. That's problematic and symptomatic of the nature of our culture, which is pharmaceutologically induced coma, turning us into consumer sheeple. And he seems to be leading the way. And if he plays one more round of golf, it'll be one too many. He's so narcissistic and so self-anointed. Even his ex-wife and his current wife are arguing over who's the first lady, as it were. That tells you a little. That's also a Gemini. There's two conversations at once. Interesting analogy. Well, that's me talking, though, from out of my belief and what I've grown to understand about our human condition.
The alter ego, there's a duality. There's two people in him, if not more.
Yes,
like,
there are.
Also multiple
there are.
Personality disorder, you know? Yeah. Because I feel
and you
like
never know who's showing up.
Yeah, exactly. This man contradicts himself the next day. And today, and I don't think anybody can get along with him. Nobody in his people around him.
I don't think
anybody
does get along with him. They just want their positions.
Nor his wife, nobody. They can live in fear that he's vengeful and he will punish everybody and he will punch you back 10 times worse if you dare tell him the truth, you know. You know, to me, this is going back to the time of the Inquisition. To me, the humanity goes backward 1,000 years, you know, or 500 years in a different era when we were not allowed to say the earth is round. We were to say the earth is square, because if you say the earth is round, you will be put on fire. So this is who's leading our world today, a man who has no idea of the warming of the planet. He doesn't believe in anything whatsoever. You know, he has no belief. I don't know. I'm just trying to comprehend if there's something in his head. I mean, I don't understand how this guy actually graduated first grade. You know, this is something that I don't seem to comprehend. Because he doesn't know how to spell. He doesn't even know.
No, he's a consummate liar. He's a consummate liar. And I cannot believe he got off a plane in Puerto Rico and hand out paper towels. I mean, how disconnected is that thought? And then argue with a mayor of a town there that's been devastated. The pea-picking little pea mind of a person like that who picks fights on people that can't defend themselves, and he goes after easy targets, and then he just denies what he said the day before. This goes on and on.
It's a tactic, you know. It's a tactic of attacking the press, everything. Everybody's fake. He's the only real one, you know. And you know what I don't understand? Where are all those 20-30 people, you know, 30% of the population of America that supports you? You know, I put a video on my Facebook, and I have like 100-something thousand people following me on Facebook. And I put a video in which Hillary was warning us about what will happen if he gets elected. And that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly. So it's very easy to anticipate what will happen if this man becomes the president, and we'll trust him with the nuclear codes. We're going to end up in a war, and we're going to end up in a constant disaster, which we're actually seeing. And I was viciously attacked on Facebook by all kinds of guys who started telling me, how dare you? You know, wake up. Don't you see this is an amazing president? I said, I can't believe these people. They all of a sudden, you know, there was a huge conversation from all kinds of individuals. And if you find out their page, they don't exist. So that is so weird. They all have, in fact, fake profiles, you know. There are fake profiles on Facebook with all kinds of individuals that they saw my video and they start attacking me for how dare I, you know, put a video on Hillary Clinton. You know, that I have to wake up and I'm some kind of a not a good citizen because I'm not supporting the president, and how dare I? So, and then I said, I dare.
Well, you know, I've been following
Facebook.
Rachel Maddow has been doing a great job of not letting go of the tiger by the tail on this Russian influence. And the thing is, I think it's even deeper and more insidious than anyone can imagine. I think that they're so far advanced of us on the use of analytics and software that is insidious and the masking that goes on. Just like these two Nigerians who were promoted as black Americans talking about Hillary Clinton, it turns out they were on the payroll of a company that was funded by the Russians last summer, putting out these videos that everyone was watching, and all these fake sites for Black Lives Matter and fake sites for rednecks in Georgia and fake sites for liberals in California and fake sites for Bernie followers that were all fake. And people, like I said, are such sheeple that they want to see the worst in someone like Hillary because they assume because she's been in the politics for so long, of course she's not perfect, but she never said she was, and stepped aside for Obama and did not interfere with him and became a great Secretary of State, even though she might have stumbled once or twice. Who wouldn't with that kind of pressure? And then to have these fake, all this phony velocity. And I'm telling you, he is so bought and sold. I'm telling you, so much stuff is going to come out. The people start thinking it's not real. And then they think that's fake news instead of realizing that they've been duped. Even Zuckerman sitting there with that smug face of his, like he's not responsible for creating a system that is so automated, the attack of the robots, so automated that it can send out millions and millions of fake pieces of information to specific sites, and they can't even track it and find out where it was after months of denying that it even happened. It's going to get worse before it gets better, and that's why I fall back on astrology. The planet Pluto is the roto-rooter of the universe. The vibrations of the planet Pluto, mythologically, as an archetype, really is what we're talking about, folks. We're not talking about Pluto sitting there sending beams at us. We're talking about the archetype of what that represents in consciousness, that Pluto's out there. It is the sewage man. It is the roto-rooter. It is the one that plummets to the depths of the ocean and brings up the oil. But along with that, all the garbage, all the poop, all the stuff. And Pluto is sitting in the middle of the sign of Capricorn. What does Capricorn represent? Capricorn represents big business. Capricorn represents big industry. Capricorn represents politics. Capricorn represents all these elements, and Pluto is cutting a hole right through the middle. That part of the vibrational pattern, if you will, for me, the evolutionary shift, the awakening, the rising to the surface of issues like the sexual harassment that's allowed to go on by men of power and control in every – and you look across the board, Carmen, it's every industry. It's not just one. It's across the board.
True.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's part of the revealing. So when I talk about the portal opens, I mean the portal to our own consciousness as well. But I do want to spend a few minutes before – we got a lot of callers on the line. And by the way, the call-in line here at Love Cafe, your host Scott Kluthe with my special guest Dr. Carmen Hara, is 347-308-8478. Call now. We may have lines open for you. We've got some callers on the line, but I think we still have a few slots. We're going to be going to those calls in just a few minutes. But, Carmen, talk about this veil right now, because if the veil is thin now, if the distinction between this earth plane, mankind walking around, and the spirit plane is thinning right now, if it's that time of year and the seasons of the cycle – there's also the side where spiritual intervention, spiritual insight, spiritual activity can facilitate. And sometimes that can be either good or bad. What would you say to people right now who may be just about going as crazy as we are about all this, feel helpless or hapless? What would you say for them about centering into and anchoring into that light, that positivity, without being Pollyannish? We're not fools about this, but about how to bring about that positive interaction, the positive karma into dharma right now for ourselves. What are some of the steps you would have people consider or take?
Well, I think that there's that personal action. There is the family action. There's collective action. I'm talking about collective action. And I'm also responding to your question about the veil and the fact that the higher dimension can intervene. And I do believe that in the intervention of the higher force has a lot to do with that sign from the bar, from the eclipse, for instance, that symbolizes something, symbolizes that moment of, you go through the darkness, but then, the light comes out. So there's going to be the end of what is happening right now for us with this form of leadership and this nightmare. And we will emerge stronger, and probably we'll pay attention who will be voting in the future. Probably this might even take long term, the whole idea of leadership. I said many years ago in one of my first books that the time will come when we're not going to want presidency anymore. We may not want royalty. There would be different forms of leadership, as we will have a different monetary system. Because what we're seeing right now, and this is where the divine world will intervene in changing the way the world is structured right now and seems not to work for all of us globally. The monetary system needs to be different, and the forms of leadership needs to be redefined. And I think these are the number one forces that lead the world, and whatever we are leading, whatever direction we are taking is in the wrong direction. We're not moving forward. I feel in so many ways we're going backwards. We're going backward in terms of a freedom, democracy, evolution. We're regressing, not progressing. So when we're doing that, then the higher power comes in and shifts our direction, and we get help from above, That's why whenever we're going, individually, collectively to a moment of difficulty, we pray to a higher force. We ask God or the higher power to save us, to have mercy on us.
Yes.
And I think that this is where we are right now. We're all praying for something good to happen because we're tired of seeing all the bad and all the darkness and all the negativity, poisoning our life on a daily basis. Because if you watch the news, you will definitely become clinically depressed in a short period of time. So how can we stop the madness? The madness that's happening.
So I say, God bless baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
American sport.
All these comedies, all this NFL. They try to cheer up and make us see, hey, go see through these losers and let's make fun of them because that's all we have left, But we're in a moment of danger. Reality is like, for somebody who says, the nuclear war is not going to happen, guess what? It might very much happen. Because with two lunatics leading the world, it's 100% guarantee that this is going to happen. And this time, a nuclear war, we cannot afford anything like this. It's going to be the end of half of us, the majority of the world can't.
Yes, the ecology of the planet can't afford that kind of wounding.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, before we start taking calls, and my guest is Dr. Carmen Hatta. She has a great show on WABC out of New York City on Sunday evenings. She'll soon be moving to an earlier hour there. That hasn't been established yet, but she's still trying to recover from a hurricane, folks. She's talking to us from Hollywood, Florida right now, and the garbage is still piled in the streets. It's pathetic how the system is breaking. You see how thin our world, our so-called society is, that just a little wave in the force and that all these systems break down?
I mean, is that possible? Do you pay insurance so much money, like you pay insurance $10,000, $12,000 a year, you know, in insurance. And when you have hurricane, a month later, nobody comes. You make them million of phone calls. Now, the only way to make them come is take them to the court, you know, because there's no other way. That you have no
That's
other
ridiculous.
Choice. Community. Yeah. A month later, nobody showed up. They promised me, oh, we're going to come on Thursday, but they mentioned, they forgot to mention which year it's going to be, you know.
Yeah, which quarter of next year, right?
Yeah, exactly. Next year or 3 years.
We drove by. You weren't standing on the street waving, so we didn't stop, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they even want to give me a ticket because there's all the pile of garbage. You don't even see my house. It's only garbage. And the guys from the code, you know, from the enforcement, they said, you need to do something. I said, what do you want me to do? You know, I have no idea.
What do you want me to do? Put it in my Volvo?
The whole street.
We're very, it's
rats.
Disconnected. The rats wish you'd leave it there, right? That's horrible. I've seen your beautiful home.
They celebrate the hurricane, you know? That's
goodness. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
You can only laugh because it's so sad. You know, that
I know. You have to laugh to keep from crying.
Laugh.
That's what Smokey Robinson said. That's right.
Exactly.
We're going to take some calls. I wanted to ask you just for a minute on the side because Faye, my lovely wife, and I saw an incredible movie last weekend. We actually rented it through the Redbox because it was already gone from the theaters.
I thought it was a powerfully accurate
film, A Ghost Story. Have you seen that film?
Released
this year.
How is it called?
A Ghost Story. That's the name of it.
A Ghost Story. Mm-hmm.
A Ghost Story.
I'm
going to
watch it.
You can get it at the Redbox. It's an incredible movie from the perspective of someone who's passed over to the other side. And it'll break your heart, but at the same time, by the end of the film, it has a collective sense of, when we talk about a haunting and a spirit staying in a locale and not going into the light because of the love they've anchored into someone or something, this, to me, is one of the most artistic and moving films ever to address this ever. And I almost want to get the film and take snapshots of it and put it on my wall, which my wife says, no, you'll freak me out. But it's a ghost story. That's the name of it. It's not Ben Affleck, it's his brother who won the Academy last year. Casey Affleck, I think, is the ghost. But you don't really see him very long because he becomes a ghost. But it's incredibly creative. It's very simple. There's not a lot of dialogue. But I would like you to watch it, and next time we do a show, let me know. You're gonna love it. It's very powerful.
Oh, I'm so looking forward. You made me so. But you know what? My belief is that there is no death, you know, because, you know, our spirits can never be taken away from us. So,
this movie operates on many levels. And one of the levels is moving forward into your next evolution of soul. And soul is represented in a very creative way in this film. But I don't want to give it away. You go and watch it. There's a few jumps and bumps, but it's not about spooking you. It's just about reality. So, but it's very interesting. It arcs over the course of time where time almost loops back on itself. But when you see the resolution at the end, you get it. And it's a fascinating film. I think you'll really like it. And I recommend it to all of our listeners out there. Carmen Harris is my guest here in Love Cafe, your host Scott Cluthie. We're going to turn to the phones now and start taking some calls. You people have been very, very patient out there. Carmen, are you up to it right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you
absolutely.
Always are. You
I'm
were so on last time. I know. Our first caller is from a 650 area code, 650. Who's this?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Carmen. Thank you for the recommendation of the movie. I will definitely seek it out. My name is Miranda.
Yes. Hi, Miranda.
Hi. How are you guys today? You had a lot to talk about. I enjoyed your back and forth.
We can't help it. We don't plan this. We just open it up and go.
I know. You were ready to go.
You know, we are the fake news, you know?
No,
I can't help it. I get inspired. I'm not even thinking about it, and it just starts coming down through me. That's all.
I know. There's so much going on that you have to vent it. And it was enjoyable.
Well, how can we help you?
Miranda, I want to tell you two things come to me. Your father, and do you have a daughter? I will ask you this question.
My father, yes, I have a daughter. I have a couple of daughters, yeah.
One of your daughter come to my mind, and your dad.
And my dad, and, okay.
Yeah, these are the two things that come in my mind right away. And also, what comes to me is the possibility of a major change that you're contemplating in the last 2-3 years. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, I
do. I feel you more ready, and the month of November comes to me either that during November you will say, yes, I am going to do it. And this change might involve your entire persona and the way you express yourself, might even involve your career path. Is this something like this that you're considering?
Yes, I am. I'm looking for a volunteer opportunity, which will involve me like helping others, and it's like a social service organization. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I feel like this is something that you need to do. Like it's part of, because we were talking about dharma, karma, your dharma, your mission, your
exactly.
There's a need of your soul.
It's my life purpose, yes.
Yeah, your life purpose. Interesting how we all have that strong need at some point in life to do something that we are meant to do. And you are able to find out what you are meant to do. It's within you. You know it. You know exactly what it is.
I know,
yeah.
I know I'm supposed to help
you
others.
You contemplated pretty well how to make it. You thought about it a million times, you know. It's very clear that the way of doing it was not bad. Clear, but now it's like the door is opening. The path is in front of you. And it's pretty big. But I don't know why I feel that taking this road, it means other changes. It might even mean that you might have eventually relocate. Do you agree with that?
I don't know whether it will involve a relocation, but I'm somehow... A lot of people have
the
said that somehow.
I'm saying relocation because my mind goes further in beyond the moment right now. It goes probably 2 years later. You know, when your mind has the ability to do that kind of remote viewing, and then you understand where you are later in the move, and then the move is actually bigger than you. So the decision to embark on your life path and taking into consideration to the fulfillment of your dharma, you know, like I said, later on becomes so big that it will make you to decide a relocation because of the, I feel like the way you're going to join forces with other people will imply eventually a new area or a new residence or something like that.
I see. For now, I want to stay put, but I do want to move. I am looking for a home.
As I said, later, not right now, but I feel compelled to tell you this. So I feel like, let me address the fact that it's actually bigger than you think right now.
I see.
Because that's like you open a door to a house, but when you're in the house, you realize how big the house it is, but from outside is more deceiving. So in metaphoric terms, is the way your job will be. Like you embark on something that you don't know the magnitude of it. But when you're in there, it's becoming bigger than you are in. But you're not intimidated by the magnitude. You will enjoy it. You will enjoy it.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah. So, but I'm going back to your daughter.
Father. Yes, and my daughter. Yes.
Yeah, to your daughter because I saw like, what, do you have 3 girls?
I have 2.
Or 2 girls, okay. But do you have 2 children or 3?
Just 2.
2 girls, okay. So one of your girls, I'm not sure which one. I'm probably more tempted to believe the youngest one. Do you agree with me?
They're both very sensitive. Is that what you said?
One of them is very introverted. You know, try to engage more in communication with one of them. See one of them. Which of them talks about having interesting dreams or something that she needs to share, something that she's keeping inside, holding on to, some feelings, emotions. Is
they're
one
both
of
like
them
that.
Which is more the teenage? How young is the youngest?
The youngest is about 24, 25, yeah.
24, okay. So I don't know what I sound like. She's younger than that. Some kids mature more faster, some more slowly. I don't want I feel like she's more like still like a 20-year-old or she still has issues that she hasn't processed or emotions that she cannot comprehend. So
Okay, that's probably my older one then. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want you to kind of talk more.
Okay.
And I just see an A and an M, very common initial, A and M. Does it ring any bell in association with your girls?
No, A and M, no.
A and M, is any one of them having a friend with an AM name? Just check on this one. You might know only when you talk to them more. I feel you're not exactly with them in terms of communication where you should be. It's just an advice, so don't get me wrong. Go a little bit deeper. Do you have any questions for me at this chapter?
Yes. I was wondering what you saw in terms of my relationship. There's a temporary, I know it's temporary, an obstacle in the way. I'm wondering when
getting the name like Jane, who's this person? Who is with the J name? Jane, the Jack. I'm getting a very strong GJ sound of a name and a strong S, like Sam, Steve. So there's two initials that come to me. And I'm referring to somebody who might be in your life, who might come into your life. Are you single right now?
I am separated right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're not. I don't see you with your husband. Are you already divorced or planning to divorce?
No, I'm divorced right now.
Okay.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I don't see you married. I see you divorced. And if you're not, you will divorce. So I'm making my point that the divorce had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not an accident. That was part of something you had to go through. But there's a man coming in your life. So my question to you is, do you know who this man is that I'm talking about?
Yes.
And if you
I do know?
Okay.
I do.
Is this a man, brown hair, brunette, more darker hair?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To me, he has a great presence. He's charming. Do you agree?
Yes, very much. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel here, I also feel you should work on the communication. Does that make sense?
I think we have a pretty good communication.
Okay.
Pretty open. We're open with
each
other.
What is the question about him? Where is the question?
There's an obstacle in the way that's currently preventing us from, being together. And I was just wondering when you see that obstacle.
Yeah, that obstacle goes away from now on to January, February. So relatively shortly, that obstacle is not going to be there anymore. I feel the relationship with this man is going to be very good. And I also think this is very good for you.
Oh, yes. No, we have a very strong bond, and I was just...
It's really good for you. It's almost like I feel like this is a past life. I feel like you're so connected. It's almost like a soulmate for you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did you pick up anything about when you said about my father? Is there any message regarding him? Like, is there anything I need to know?
He is gone for 5 years.
Gone for 5 years?
Yeah. Is he on the other side?
Oh, no. He's still alive. I know.
Okay. Well, I'm getting somebody on the other side who is talking about your father. Is that his father? Who died 5 years ago or 15 years ago? I'm not sure.
Gosh, maybe his mom who's talking about him.
Yeah, I see somebody on the other side who is connected to your father, who I think is one of his parents. His mother died 5 years ago.
It was more than
a man. I see a man with glasses, tall. Yeah, I really see somebody on the other side. And he brings up your dad. So,
what is he saying about him? Anything?
Something that you need to be careful with your father has to do with his memory or with his pressure. Does your father have any issues with the blood pressure or headaches?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Yeah, you might not be aware of. I want you to be more aware, to check on your dad. When was the last time you talked to him about his health?
Maybe a couple of months ago. He said everything was okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying your father will go anywhere. I don't think he will. I think he will stay here. There's no bad message here. It's just a warning that there's something on his health that he needs to take care of. He probably needs to change the medication, or he's becoming more forgetful, or something with glasses, so that's or headaches. Ask him about that. But I do believe that the message comes from his side of the family. Somebody on the other side was trying to reach out to him. And that person mentioned the month of May and mentions so something with five. So I think it's the fifth month. So you have to see what the message is. I think if you will think more, you'll understand what I'm trying to address.
Okay.
Thank
you,
Carmen.
So much.
Let's see
thank
if we can reach some other people.
Okay.
Miranda, thank you for calling in and holding
thank
on so
you, Miranda.
Long.
Miranda, I love you.
Love you too. Thank you so much. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Okay, bye bye. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. It is Love Cafe Radio with your host Scott Cluthy, and if we can get the software to work for us, we can bring up our next caller for Dr. Carmen Hara. From a 941 area code, 941, been on hold the whole show. Who's this?
This is Catherine, and this is a joy because I have tried to talk to Dr. Hara for so long, so I have a very big smile on my face right now.
Thank you, Catherine.
So, you're welcome.
Hi, Catherine. I love
and
you.
And I am right across the state from you, and I was laughing so hard when you were talking about, what do you want me to do? Load it all up in the Volvo? And I'm like, oh, my God, I get that. I get it. I was laughing so hard. Anyways, we had the same problem on this side of the state.
Really?
Okay.
Really? Oh,
yes.
I'm not alone.
No, you're not alone.
Oh, no. You're not alone in Houston either.
No. The reason, what I'd like to know, Dr. Hara, is an old love of mine from a few decades ago. We've never lost our feelings for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm available, and we have grown back to be very close friends. He's not available right now. He's in a totally crap marriage. In fact, they don't even share a bedroom anymore. But I want to know if there is a possibility for a future with this person.
Yes.
Potentially.
Yes, absolutely. This man is contemplating walking away from that marriage that ended long time ago. I hate to say that, but the marriage was never good. You know, when people get married for convenience or just because they want to get married and they confused and they think they found the people, you know. So in other words, he was very miserable. And I do believe that you and him have a unfinished karma forever. And that you're supposed to finish it in this life. And I promise you this is going to work because I feel it strongly.
Okay.
And it's almost like it was worth waiting to speak about this because you will get this validation, this confirmation, this strong insight not to give up on this just because there's someone there who's not really there. And
correct.
I hate to say that, but their relationship is so dark in a way because they both want out, especially him. But she's making him feel guilty, like she's making him feel responsible, like he needs to stay in that marriage no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Just for probably for convenience. But even that is not there. Nothing is there. I expect
right.
that he will kind of walk away from this. They're talking about separation for years, these two people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when people compromise their relationship, they get used to that. You know, we are creatures of habit, you know? We are getting used to something and stay in that situation forever because we think, oh, it's too difficult to break the pattern, or it's too difficult to go to a divorce. But this is coming to an end, and somewhere by the spring of the next year, you know, you will be able to be with us. I want you to keep in touch. Are you talking to him?
We do. We email each other every couple of weeks, just, you know, to check in. Hey, how you doing? Are you okay? And, you know, how bad did you guys get hit from Hurricane Irma? That kind of stuff, you know. So.
Yeah, I was afraid you're going to say every few minutes.
No. We're trying to stay in touch, you know, keep a friendly, keep the connection there, but I'm also trying to honor his
yes.
marriage and not overstep
yes.
any boundaries.
I completely understand.
Good karma.
If you interfere, yes, you create the bad karma. You took the words out of my mouth. And so
right.
you don't want to do that to yourself, but keep the friendly connection is good because at least, you know, you give him a little bit of empowerment, you know, and you make him feel better about himself. I really want you to be in touch with him as a friend.
Right.
And
yeah.
the time will come when you're going to hear. He thinks of you, and he thinks of you in a beautiful way. He
oh,
really
that's
cares.
Nice.
Yeah.
I took his father, his mom and dad have passed, and I took his dad, his dad's birthday was on the 8th, and I took, you know, it's a 2.5 hour drive to go up and put flowers on his grave, and mm-hmm. I got a text saying, why didn't you let me know you were coming? And I said, because that would not have been good for us two to physically be together, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but anyways, okay.
Well,
can
I keep seeing a W name. Do you know why? W and M. Who had this?
Well, M is his, that's what his last name begins with, M. And his middle
okay.
name, actually. So.
Oh, okay. And was there anything on their parents that has something to do with W?
Mm.
W. Well, I'm seeing a William, Willie. There's something here that you probably doesn't resonate right away, but it will.
Okay.
And I tell you those. Did you ever have a chance to meet the parents? Do you ever meet those people?
They knew of me very well.
Yes.
We dated literally. It was 30 years
yes.
ago, so they knew of me, and I have.
I feel like a lot of. Those two spirits, you know, send so much love, both of
mm-hmm.
them. They were very connected. They were very good people, you know.
Yeah.
They're very loving, very caring, very sweet, very nice people.
Okay.
And they worried about him. But the message from there is, yes, he will put an end to this nightmare. And you guys, at that very moment, you'll be together.
Okay.
You'll be together. You're meant to be together in this life.
Okay. Dr. Hara, can I ask you one more thing, and it'll be very
sure.
quick, and then I'll wrap it
yes.
up.
Yes.
I was diagnosed with colon cancer in June of, a year and a half ago. So
you don't have colon cancer.
Well, they took the tumor, they cut it
mm-hmm.
out, and I opted not to have chemo or radiation
good
because my
you.
Dad had that and it spread, and I said, no, you're not doing it. And
yeah,
are
you
so is there and now I lost my insurance, so now there's no way for me to even check to have another colonoscopy to see if anything has grown back or not.
No,
so my hands
back.
Are tied.
You're good. Listen. I want to talk to you because I want to give you a free session. I feel for you, and I want to tell you what you need to do, all natural.
Okay, well, that's what, Dr. Hara, that's what I'm doing. I've gone completely vegan, and I'm juicing.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Juicing, vegan, alkaline water. If you can find the water that says 10 pH alkaline, 10 pH alkaline, or 9.5 alkaline. There's another thing I want you to do. I want you to take garlic and chop garlic, 2 or 3 pieces of garlic, chop them. Put 2 teaspoons of honey, take 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and squeeze in 2 lemons.
Lemons, okay. I knew you were going to say lemons.
Yeah, and you squeeze them in. I learned this from Dalai Lama in 2000 when I went to an event. And people are asking him about what they do in Tibet about not getting cancer. And you put this, there's a chemical reaction between the baking soda and the lemon, you know. But that chemical reaction is more powerful 8 times than any cytostatic, any kind of chemotherapy, you know.
Really?
So, yeah. And then you put it in a freeze 2-3 days, and every single day you take a teaspoon in the morning. And and then you continue this, and I will tell you, you will never have cancer ever, and you will be perfectly fine. And you are fine. You don't have cancer. And you will never have it again. That's it. That's it. So you're good, my love. But
that just made me feel. I got hair. I got hair on hair on my arms are standing up right now. That just really gave me a like. I can exhale. You know.
Oh, I love you. Listen, anytime you need me, I offer you a free session. I'm here for you, like your sister. You know, I want to help you. And tell me how it goes when you do this on a daily basis. Please do it on a daily basis. You have the determination to do things right. You will make it right. And you are protected. You are protected by the divine. You're a beautiful woman. Tell me when you born. I want to see something. Give me
May the May the 23rd, 1964.
1964. Hold on, my love. Just a second. I want to see something. Okay. You have longevity. Nothing's going to happen to you. Since
good.
You have to go to a divorce. Did that happen to you?
It happened. As a matter, it happened back in 2002. So.
And then you marry again a man who's been married. So you will you will be with this man and you will marry this guy. And you
I was going to say I almost got invited to the wedding. I almost got remarried in 2009, and 6 weeks before the wedding, I called it off. And
yeah, thank God you didn't do it. That could have been your second divorce.
That would have been. That's why I called it off.
Yeah, it would have been your second divorce. Yeah.
Dr. Hara, how do I get a hold of you outside of Blog Talk Radio?
Can you write down? Can you write down my phone number?
Of course.
Do you have a pen? 917.
Yes, I do.
917 area code 771-6035. 917-771-6035. And if you have a computer or phone, an iPhone, put my name, Carmen Hara, CarmenHara, and you're going to find me everywhere, website,
everywhere.
Facebook, everywhere.
Everywhere. She's everywhere.
And you can write
to
her,
Dr. Carmen. Hara.
CarmenHara at AOL.com. You can do that, too.
Yes.
And I love you.
Call me, please.
She's got a heart as big as Texas, I'll tell you. All right, thank you. We're going to try and help a couple more folks here
before we go,
okay?
I love you. I love you.
You're
welcome.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
I love being here to hear you helping these folks so much. It makes me feel so good. Yeah. 608 area code. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, my love. So do you have a specific question for me?
Yeah, I have an anxiety disorder, and why do I have it? How can I change it?
Okay, you're talking to the right person. So anxiety comes from chemical imbalance at the level of the hormones in the brain, like dopamine, epinephrine usually. So there's a numbers of glutamine, there's a number of hormones in the brain. And when they not in balance, the first reaction of the body is anxiety. I want you to also call me because I can give you a list of natural stuff that you can take. I will want you to also take a neurotransmitter test to see which of the neurotransmitters are too high or too low, creating the anxiety. And there's a way of resolving anxiety without taking the Zen and all those anti-anxiety medication. Are you on any kind of medication of anxiety?
No, I can't take anything. I'm hypersensitive to drugs.
So let me help you and let me tell you what you need to take. At least call me, give me a text, and I'll tell you what you need to take. I'll come up with a list of stuff that will help you tremendously. And the anxiety steadily will go away. So you will be perfectly fine. Because if we regulate the neurotransmitters, you will get back into a state of balance and the anxiety will go away. So just send me a text. If you can get my number, send me a text and I'll send you a text of things that I want you to take, which are all natural, no medication. We don't want medication. We want the natural things that will regulate the problem that you have. And it might take around 5-6 weeks, but you will feel extremely well and in a state of balance and calm. And there are a number of products developed by the neuroscience that are extremely efficient, and they're all natural. So, for instance, if you take GABA, GABA is anti-anxiety. GABA is a neurotransmitter. So if you take it, then that will already regulate your state of anxiety, bringing it back to normality. I'm just giving you an example. There are many other things that I want you to take, but I want to give you an entire list. And you can check it out. Some of them you can find them on Amazon. Some of them you can find it. I'll give you website places where you can go, and they're not expensive. Extremely beneficial, so we can solve this problem.
Anxiety. Now, what's your phone number?
917-771-6035.
6025. 917-771-6025.
No, 6035. 6035.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you can count on me. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to take, where to find it, and you will tell me 3-4 weeks later that you feel a million times better, and the anxiety will go away.
Do you get anything else on me?
No, I'm trying to figure out where is this anxiety coming from, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it comes from the adrenaline exhaustion. Sometimes you just... overwhelmed by things. Sometimes it can come from being shocked. You've been, under some kind of a shocking experience. Did something dramatic happen to you in the last 10 years?
Yeah, I have an extremely dysfunctional family, and
yeah,
they've done
mm-hmm.
a lot of things to me.
Yeah, I think it's coming from there. It's coming from an exo, I really believe. I really believe this is something that we need to delete from your memories. Like you need to erase that, and it probably cut the cord with that family for now. Are you still in touch with them?
No.
If they no.
No, I don't talk to them anymore.
So you should not be in touch with them, because if they're abusive and they, you know, they want to keep you in that dysfunctional situation, you don't need that, you know. There's another thing I want you to check out. If you have a pen, write down Travacor.
Uh-huh.
Travacor. So Travacor is an amazing product developed by neuroscience. So that's another one that I think you should look. Look for GABA and look for Travacor. Those are...
Spell the second. Spell them.
Travacor. T-R-A-V-A-C-O-R. Travacor.
Okay, we have come to the end of the hour. We're going to have to let you go, and you can look those up online, and we appreciate your call very much.
And I'll send you a list of things that you can all natural consider taking, and you can call me in weeks from now, and you will be a different person. All my love to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Carmen, we still have a few people online. Would you like to talk to one or two, or do you have to go?
I will give free session to all the people online, like I always do anytime I was on your show. People can call, people can email, and they know. If they send me, which I honor my promise, if they email me and say, okay, Carmen, I need to talk to you. I was online waiting for you on Scott, and this is my number. I'm responding right away, so I'm going to have time tomorrow, after tomorrow, for everybody. And probably even give them a little bit more time. So it's free.
Yeah.
So I'm just inviting you to do it. I'm here for you.
That's so generous. And, Carmen, I want you to know, folks, that you can listen to her on Sunday evening still. It's 1 a.m. East Coast time on WABC.
Yes.
On Sunday evenings. That's Saturday into Sunday morning, 1 a.m. She will be moving to an earlier hour. We'll look forward to that. You can find her at carmenhara.com, carmenhara.com, and on Facebook. And you're just so generous, Carmen. It's such a pleasure to have you in my world. And hopefully in 2 weeks we'll come back with another show right before that All Hallows Eve. And maybe we'll do a little longer show, maybe 90 minutes that time. Who knows?
Yes,
but I want to thank you again, Carmen, for being with us.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Scott. I love you. You're the best.
And I love you, too. And love all you folks out there. And do join the Facebook group, Love Cafe, Scott Cluthie's Love Cafe. That last name is C-L-U-T-H-E, Scott Cluthie's Love Cafe on Facebook, and Carmen's group on Facebook as well. Carmen, have a great evening, and God bless you. I hope they pick up the trash by the next time we talk, okay?
Yeah, hopefully, yes.
That's my prediction. The rats won't win.
Okay.
All right. Keep the doors locked, meanwhile. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good night, all. Thank you, Carmen.
Thank you. Love you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for joining me in the Love Cafe community. Don't forget, join us on Facebook at Scott Cluthie's Love Cafe and sign up for the newsletter. Till next time, this is Scott Cluthie. Thanks again for stopping by the Love Cafe.